research.
Would you personally believe that you would want to accept, put that in a science book?
If it continues to go yet more into the peer-reviewed science literature someday,
you would be supporting it now. Do you believe that it should be in the science textbooks?
I think that's putting the cart before the horse.
I'm asking you, forget the cart and the horse. I'm asking your opinion. Is that where you're going?
If it continues to develop as a scientific theory, and so that it gets in the peer-reviewed science literature more than it is already, then at some point, yes. I mean, at some point, it would be an appropriate thing. But that's not... Well, I have a question. Yes.
Yes, I was just going to say that now, you know, you support that ongoing work of scientists who support ID theory, not all of who are Christians, not all of who have the same beliefs, but you also support separation of church and state and have funded and given seminars on that very thing because it has nothing to do. There is no hidden agenda here. There are Christian scientists. There are agnostics. There are Jewish scientists that believe in ID theory.
I'd like to talk more about design, but that really is not what we're recommending. I would agree with some of the people who kept saying what should be in the science textbooks is reflective of peer-reviewed science, and that's exactly right. The problem is you have three textbooks who still, for example, use almost directly the pictures from Heckel's embryos that have been taken out of many textbooks because they know that it's wrong. Why is it there? And some people are saying, well, that evidence doesn't matter because there are hundreds of other better evidence. Well, then why not put it there? I mean, if that's the case, then fine. That's great. Put in the better evidence, but why perpetuate things that have been around for a long time? There's something stranger, like Heckel's embryos, I keep harping on because it is still in some of the textbooks, despite the fact that even people like Stephen Jay Gould lampooned it, despite the fact for decades people knew that. So why did they keep it in there?